This is the Neil Haley Show. We're live again here at Idiot Radio Studios at Brookline Pub, 734 Brookline Boulevard. And I got from INSP, the Cowboy Way, Alabama. Do I have all of the guys on the line? Bubba, Cody, and Chris, are you guys all on the line?
You got Cody.
Cody, you're on, and Chris and Bubba, are you all three of you on?
Cody and Bubba are on. I'm Bubba, and Cody's on the line. We're waiting on Booger. Probably out on the back side of the fence working on something.
Okay, so we just have Bubba and Cody on. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's just jump right into it. Okay, so now, guys, I watched the trailer, and I'm going to go first with Bubba. Tell us specifically how you got this opportunity, because I really like the fact of your faith. I like the fact that you're trying to show cowboys in a specific way. So tell me a little bit about that.
Booger Brown.
Oh, so Booger is on. So we got all three. Okay. Well, let's go to Bubba first. Okay. Go ahead, Bubba.
Neil, several years ago, back in 2012, I was on a dating show called Sweet Home Alabama. And long story short, I went all the way down to the end as a runner-up, and I got to become really good friends with the producer of the show. I actually got on that show because Cody was on the same show a couple seasons prior. And anyhow, the producer, he really started liking Cody and myself, and he came down and visited with us for a little while and saw the lifestyle that we lived and saw the business that we did, and he just enjoyed it. He's from out in Los Angeles, and he loves the cowboy western lifestyle, and that's how this all came about. So he wanted to come down here and film a show about our business and what all we did for a living and just the lifestyle of a cowboy.
Wow. And Cody, kind of define for me what the lifestyle of a cowboy is, because again, like, we have different perceptions of cowboys.
You know, a Booger the other day, all of us were talking, Booger made a good point, like, you don't have to be born a cowboy, born to the ranch to be a cowboy. And really, in my opinion, it's not something like we really do, it's who we are, it's how we, you know, it's a state of mind, really. You know, a cowboy, in my opinion, if you watch the old Westerns, they always stand up for what's right, even if it leads to their death. Like in the movie Lonesome Dove, Captain and Gus hung their best friend Jake to ride with outlaws. You know what I mean? So, I mean, people think you have to have a bunch of horses or 1,000 head of cattle to be a cowboy. Well, that's just not true, man. And then you do have those folks who think just because they wear a hat, they're a cowboy. And that's not true either. So I think a cowboy really tells you who you are as a person. And, you know, I mean, we love our animals just as much as we love our own kids. So awesome. That has a lot to do with it.
And Chris, who we call Booger, first tell us, Chris, how you got that nickname Booger.
I was a booger monster when I was a child. I was into everything, and I certainly lived up to the expectations of the name, I believe. It's just, I was always doing something. They got to call me a little booger. Next thing you know, my granddaddy caught wind of it. And when he started calling it Booger, it pretty much stuck with me. He used to give everyone I knew a nickname. My friends from high school, family members, everybody got a nickname around my granddaddy.
Cool, for sure. Now, Bubba, what should we expect? Again, the premiere is August 10th, Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. What should we expect?
Yes. Expect some good, wholesome, family, clean fun, and it's a good story about our lifestyle, a day-to-day operation, and how we work hard together as a team to provide for our families, and most importantly, we thank the good Lord above for all these opportunities that we've received.
Absolutely. And Cody, let's kind of go to you in a way. Are you hesitant of a reality show? You know, you and Bubba have some experience in that process. I know INSP does a tremendous job with their original programming. Is there any concerns of showing your lifestyle on television, or this is the perfect platform for you?
You know, honestly, if the world needs to see it, you know, and I'm not a very look at me kind of person, never have been. But I've always rodeoed my whole life, so you're kind of on a stage and to an extent if you're at a rodeo. I mean, you're pretty much a specialty act, and people are paying to come watch you. So, but for my life and our life and our family's lives to be on TV, it's kind of worrisome sometimes, but really and truly, man, people need to see what we do. People need to see that there are still people out there in the world that care. People need to see there are still people out there that pray and aren't scared to talk about God, aren't scared to talk about family. Aren't scared to stand there for what's right. People need to see it, and I think we need to
show it to them. That's fantastic. And Chris, the kind of directing the same question to you in a way, you those two had some experience on television. What about you and putting yourself on TV in front of, you know, telling that story?
You know, it's been 4 years, like, since we've been working on this. We had another show one time. It hit on that geo just for a short period. We didn't never got a season out of it. So it's been a long time coming, and I've been on, you know, working, trying to make what we've finally created here for a long time. So it's kind of like the TV business is, you know, the camera's sort of getting old to me. It started coming next, second nature. But I think it's excellent for people to see what we're doing. There's so many cowmen, so many cowboys, and so many people in this world that work so hard every day for what they own and what they receive and what they that never get no glory. It's not glorified. Even with a cowboy, it's never glorified. Even the guys like the rodeo cowboys, they ride all year and all this heartache and hard work and being broke and highs and lows just to say to get to the national finals. Well, they get that 1 week. They're in the spotlight. Other than that, it's sweat and tears the rest of the time. And it's really an honor to get to show what we do every day and how hard working men work.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the cowboy life, especially somebody who's not a huge outdoors person. I'm 6'10", 270 pounds, so I can handle myself. But how much work is it to do what you do on a daily basis, Bubba?
Well, we're all in agreement that the work never stops. I mean, mm-hmm. We get up several hours before daylight, you know, go out and catch our horses, get them saddled up, get our figure out where we left off yesterday, and just try to go at it. And like we say, we go to the office, the pasture is our office, or a set of cow pens, or loading a cow truck. So it's a never ending journey. Like I said, we don't ever quit.
Yeah, and never quit attitude is such an important. So you're saying you get up 2 hours before daylight. So what time would that be? I'm looking at my questions and where I'm going next in direction. Who's the next person? Oh, yeah. So, Cody, what time in the morning do you guys get up?
You know, it all varies. But, like, you know, obviously, because the sun comes up and goes down at different times throughout the year. You know, time change and all. But, you know, right now, this time of year, it's 4:30, quarter till 5 for me, for myself, you know. And the people, especially on the TV show, they'll see the glory side of the work. They'll see the riding through the pastures and cattle and stuff like that. And I hope they show a lot of it. They don't see the true nitty-gritty stuff that never gets shown. I was like getting under a tractor, changing the oil or greasing something or fixing a feed hopper. You know what I mean? I mean, just if you get done doing one thing, there's always something that needs to be fixed. A fence, you know, the truck radiator. The list goes on forever. I mean, it's never, well, all right, boys, we're done today. It's lunchtime. Let's go home and watch TV. I mean, that's just not the way it is at all.
Now, Chris, being an expert cattleman.
Feel free to call me Booger.
Booger. Okay, Booger. Expert cattleman. Tell me specifically how to become an expert cattleman for somebody listening to the show. I've had interesting stories about a salsa dancer today on the show to singers, but always providing that talent. But how to become an expert cattleman? How do you do that?
Well, if you want to be a pro football player, you want to be a pro skateboarder, you want to be a movie star, anything, I've always said if you're going to make it, you can't fake it. You got to live it.
That's awesome.
And that sums it up.
That's great advice. I love the advice for sure.
You got to what you're doing.
Great.
Yeah, definitely. You can't go in it half-hearted. You'll never succeed. And when you get knocked down, you know, you got to get back up and go at it even harder. And that right there is what scars you up on the inside and out and makes you who you are. And you got to be tough. I mean, I'm not talking about being able to take blows from cows running you over and stuff. You got to be able to handle that, but you got to be tough-hearted, and you got to try, and the financial end of it. I mean, it's a struggle. Every day is a struggle, you know?
All right, so guys, got to check out The Cowboy Way, Alabama. It premieres Thursday, August 10th at 8 p.m. Eastern. And where's the best place we can connect with you guys? Are you guys on social media that people can connect with you?
Yes, sir.
Bubba Thompson on Facebook, Cody Harris on Facebook, and Chris Booger Brown on Facebook.
No, sir. Booger Brown.
But we've got personal pages and fan pages and Instagrams as well. And we're pretty easy to look up. We're generally sitting there in a cowboy hat or sitting on the back of a horse on our profile pictures.
All right.
And we'll be doing a Facebook Live talk August 10th after the premiere. We'll be having INSC's hosting a Facebook Live thing for all three of us. If anybody has any questions, any comments. And if there's any haters out there, people don't think it's the real deal, we invite them to come. Hey, spend a day with us, see what we do.
we sure like to show you that it is for real. This ain't no made-up Hollywood nonsense.
Well, we'll definitely check it out, guys. Thanks for calling, and I may have to put you up on that and say I'll come out to Alabama and see you guys sometime. But good talking to you, all three of you, and best of luck with the show.
Thanks for having us.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Okay, bye-bye. You're listening to the Neil Haley Show, powered by Idiot Radio Studios, live at the Brookline Pub, 734 Brookline Boulevard, and we'll be back in just a moment.